We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Masechtas Shabbos. We're learning Masechtas Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tana Debel Yo, Ma'isa V'Talmud Echad Shoshana Harbe. There was a certain Talmud Chacham. He learned a lot. Shoshana Harbe V'Kara Harbe. He learned a lot of Gemara Mishnayis. He learned a lot of Chumash V'Shimish Tamid Chacham Harbe. He learned by Tamid Chacham a lot. He learned a lot of Gemara. Umeis B'Chatzi Yomav. He died, you know, very young. But his ishtar tell us tefilov, and his wife took his tefillin. Machazarat v'esekinet batek nesiyas batek midrashos, and he brought the tefillin around to all the batek nesiyas batek midrashos. V'amr lahem, and he said to them, "Ksiv v'tayri kiyucha yachav arichimecha." It says about the Torah that is your chayim. Bailey, my husband, is a shana harbe, the kara harbe. He learned a lot. V'shibut v'cham harbe. V'emam meis b'chatzi yomav. Why did he die in half his days? L'yodam achzir dava, and no one had anything to answer. And we're in the middle of a ton of the Eliyahu now, so it was Eliyahu himself talking. Eliyahu says, "Pam achas asach the etzla. I one time was eating by her, but he's a mesicha, kol yisem ura, and she was complaining about the same thing. You know, like how did my husband die so young? V'amarti lo biti meidi dusach mahu etzlach. How did he act during when you were nida? Amrali." So she said, "Chas v'shalom, filled by etzba katan olay nagavi." He didn't even touch me on my little pinky. Then he asked her, "V'meili bunuch ma'as." Like, what about his middle shivan akim? How did he act? So she answered, "Achel imi v'shas imi." He ate with me, drank with me. "V'yashin imi v'kir basa," and he slept in the same bed. And still, v'loy also died to adava acher. He never was over any issa. I told her, "Baruch Hamakom Shaharu, Shloim Nasa Ponim LaTaira." The word "Noy" covered Taira. She Amra Taira Il Isha V'Nidas Tumas Loi Sikrav. You shouldn't get near your wife B'Shas Nida, and there's the Issa of Harchakas, and he wasn't keeping Harchakas, and therefore he died B'Chatzi Yama. And the Gemara just is Mevar. What it means, the same bed. Ki'asa Rav Dimi Amar Mitachadava. It was one bed, and That was the Issa, but they were far away. It wasn't a close bed. It was a very wide bed, like Rashi says, Rechava, like Kiribasu. And he held that was Mutta. Marava Amri, that was a mistake he made. Amar Yitzhak Yosef, Sinar, Mafsik Ben Elimna. They had like a little, the wife was wearing like an apron to Mafsik between them. But in any case, he wasn't over any Issa Bia. And still, as the Issa HaChakas, he had a terrible illness. He died half his days. And the place can bring a riot from here, that Achakas, let's say someone doesn't keep Achakas, but it doesn't come to Bia. So you say, "Oh, he didn't do anything wrong." You might say, "He didn't come to any Issa." No, there's an Issa called Harchakas itself. That is the Issa by itself. And someone who doesn't do that is Oiva Aveira. Like this person, he was Oiva Aveira, this Talmud Chacham, and he was Nifta B'chatzi Yama. Another point to speak out, it says that he asked her, how did he act the Meinida? And he said, she didn't do anything. V'meili bunach, and Shivan Akim, he did this and this and this. Zok Tais, there's no difference between Shivan Akim and while she's Anida. Until she goes to a mikvah, it's nothing. Just, Yoh Navi knew that was Punk Demai, so that's why he asked it that way. That's Tais's first shot. Tais's second shot was that maybe she went to the mikvah in between Ayin Shom. But Akaponim, the halach is that Aisha is Anida with all Dina Achakas completely until she goes to the mikvah. Zok Gemara Vaita, new Mishnah. V'elu min ha'alachos she'omru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goran she'olu v'akroi, that these halachas, we'll see which halachas is referring to, they were said in the upstairs floor of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goran, that we'll see he went upstairs into Aliyah to try to fa'emfer the kashas on Sefer Yechezkel. So they went up Levakarhim, Nimru v'rabu be'sham ve'sil of Yuches v'am gazu v'yayim. Another thing happened at that visit, that there were more Tamid v'sham and Tamid v'sil, and they were geyser 18 things that they argued, v'sham v'sil argued, and they passed in like v'sham for these 18 things, called the Yudches Dvar. And the Mishnah starts off, that v'ilu min ha'alocha sh'amru b'aliyas. What's that going on? That's the first Gemara's discussion. Omle abaya l'rav Yosef. Eilu tanan, oy v'eilu tanan. And the Gemara explains, "Ve'elu tanan hani damaron." Ve'elu means going back in the last Mishnah, which said, "Lo yifala es kelov and lo yikir la'ohaner." So it's going back on that. Ve'elu, and those two halachas are halachas they said in the Aliyah. Or, "Elu tanan the bein l'meimah commands." Going to say, the next Mishnah in Sharon Diyai. So Gemara Tashma bring a raya. It says in the Braisa that we learned, "Ain pailim la'ohaner, vein kairim la'ohaner." You shouldn't clean your clothing la'ahana or curlana because of shamiyata. Ve'ilu min halachos she'amru ba'aliyos Hananya ben Chizkiyah ben Garan. And these are halachos that were said in the aliyah Hananya ben Chizkiyah ben Garan. Shmamino ve'ilu tran shmamino. We see from here that ve'ilu is going back in the last Mishnah. That ve'ilu, the things in the last Mishnah, are the things in the last Mishnah are part of the halachos she'amru ba'aliyos Hananya ben Chizkiyah. Don't think more about Tono Abonon. We know there's something called Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a Megillah that says that all the days you can't fast and all the days you can't say a spadim through the whole year. And the Brisa says, Mi Kosa Megillas Tainis. Who wrote the Megillas Tainis? Omru Chananya Mechizkio Vesiyatri. They wrote it. Chananya and Chizkio wrote the Megillas Tainis. Shohi Mechab Mesatzaros. He loved the Tzaros. So Rashi explains, he loved the Tzaros and he loved the Nisim, therefore the Nisim were Chavav to him. And therefore, since the Nisim were Chavav to him, he wrote it down. And they asked the Kasha if that was the case, like Rashi, so Rashi means they were really Mechav the Nisim, and she says, Shoyim Mechav Mesa Nisim. Where is Mechav Mesa Tzaros? So the Mashal explains that if you have a Nes and you go through a Tzaros the right way, the best part is the Tzaros. Why? Because through the Tzaros, through Mekabel, the Yisurim Bahava, that's how you grow. So the Iker Chavivus is on the Yisurim. Is on the Tzaros. That's Iker Chavivus. So it means he Mechavivus the Tzaros, and then when he had the Nes, he was able to appreciate it much, much more. So he's the one who wrote Megillas Tainis. Or Meshim Megamil, Af Anu Mechavim Tzaros. We also Mechavim Tzaros. So why don't we make a Megillas Tainis? Amanasa Shembonu Lichtoiv Einonu Maspikim. If we came to write it, we wouldn't have enough. Every single day would be Aser B'Tainis and B'Hespid. Why? Because we have so much Tzaros, unfortunately. So it's every day now. By the time Meshim Megamil, you know, after all the Klaus are went through, it's much too much. That's one shot. Dava Achar a different shot. The Ein Shoyt the Nifka. That if I care, we really don't understand so good, and therefore a shaita doesn't get hurt, so we don't feel the tzara so much because we're not such a high madrega. And davar achar im basa ameis margish beizmel, a dead meat doesn't feel the knife. Now what does that mean? I'm going to interject. What does that mean? And we'll get back to how it explains our gemara. Eini v'amar Rav Yitzchak kasha rima lemeis, a worm hurts a mace, kemachat vasachai, like a needle in live flesh. Shenema ach besori alav yichav, naf shilav ta'aval. We had this in Masechtas Brachos, this Gemara, that your boss feels, someone's dead, he feels every needle, every rima, every worm. Dr. Gemara, ema, ein bosa hames shevachai, magish be'ezamel. The bosa, let's say a person has some dead skin, that does not feel any pain. And therefore, he's saying that us also in Klal Yisrael, after all the tzara, is a little bit dulled to the tzara. It's like basa meis be adam chai, and therefore we don't make Megillas Tainis because we don't feel the pain so much as they used to because we're dulled already to all the tzaras. Om Rav Yudom Rav Baram Zocha Oisa Ish L'Toyv. This is Chananya Mechizkiya Zocha L'Toyv Chananya Mechizkiya Shmoy Shemali Hu. If not for him, Nignas Sefer Yecheskel. They would have buried Sefer Yecheskel. Why? So the Dvar of the Dvar of Yecheskel are Seis de Retira. And Rashi gives two examples. It says in Yecheskel, Kol Nevela Utreifa Mina Oif Umina Behema Lo Yechlo Kahanim. Kahanim shouldn't eat Nevela Utreifa. And the question is, Kahanim? Israel also can't eat Nevela Utreifa. That was one Kasha, Sefer Yecheskel. Another Kasha that says that on the seventh day of Nisan, they bring a carbon. Also, what's behind that? So they had a bunch of theories. They were going to bury Yecheskel. What did he do? Ma'asa. Hello, Shalosh Meis Garbi. He brought up 300 barrels of shemen. And Rashi says it was for light and for food. The Yosha Vali stayed upstairs with Darshan and he darshaned the psukim until he figured out pshat. Rashi explains the pshat of the Nevela Treifa means because since they do Malika on the oif, so they'll think they'll let it eat Nevela. Kamashvah, no, only eat from the Malika's oif, from a carbon, but not all the Malika. That's why it says special to Kahanim. But upon him, this Chananya ben Chizkiyah was a very big tzaddik, and because of him, we still have Sefer Yecheskel, because it would have been Nignas. And the Farshim explained, not because it wasn't true, but there would have been Goynizit, because people wouldn't understand how it stems with the Torah. And Maisa, he came to teach us and told us how to understand the Torah. So Yecheskel came with the Torah. So we'll make Aschal on the next Gemara. It says in the Mishnah that the Yud Ches Dava, the 18 things were Gozu that day, and they passed like Beis Shammai. My new Shmoyna Asadava. What are the 18 things? So the Gemara here gives 9 or 10 things. We'll see in the Gemara, it's only really 9 of here. It's a list of 9 or 10 different things. The Tanaim went to the Mishnah. And these are the from the Yud Ches Dava that were Nigzar that day in the Aliyah. The Tanaim, Elu Paisim is a Chuma. The following things, Pasal Chuma. Pasal Chuma means it makes it also to eat. But it's not called Tamei. The reason is because Tamei always means that it can make something else Tamei. Pasal means it ends right here. So these things, Pasal Chuma. Basically, when it comes to regular foods, they only become a Rishon or a Sheni. Chuma can become a Shlishi, and that's called Pasal. Kodesh can become a Ravi. So Elu Paisim is a Chuma. These things make Chuma Pasal. And that Chuma can matame anything else, but it makes it Pasal like a bottom. What are the cases? Case number one is a person ha'oichel oichel rishon. A person who eats a oichel that's a rishon l'tuma, he becomes tamei. Even though minat Torah, only if you eat the nivlas behema tahira do you become tahar, do you become tamei. But here we have a chadash that a person who eats a food that's a rishon is tamei. It's a chadash because a rishon doesn't make a person tamei. But if he eats it, he becomes tamei. Or even if he oichel oichel sheni, even if he eats a sheni, also becomes enough tamei to pasal chuma. You can pasal chuma. If he touches chuma now, it becomes pasal. That's number two. Number three, v'shoyse mashkin tameim, someone who drinks tameim diga mashkin. That's number three. Number four is v'abba reish ruba v'mayim shuvim, someone who comes out of the mikvah and goes into the shower, goes to mayim shuvim, then the halacha is that it becomes tamei again. And we'll see why he made that gzera. And we'll see maybe it's only for chuma. We'll see. But that's the mefarshim, but that's the halacha that the Yud Ches Dava is you come out of the mikveh, you go into the mayim shuv and become tameh, and also another halacha is a stam atar, not a guy came out of mikveh who was tameh, he came out of mikveh, then he went into the shower, he becomes tameh again. But the guy was always tar, but tar shnofla reish ruba reish luga mayim shuvim, if it falls on top of him three luga mayim shuvim, and Tosfos explains why here it's haba and why here it's naflu. Okay, that's number five. Va'asefer, the Zohar halacha is that these kisei kodesh are metame chuma. They make chuma pasul. That's number six. Va'idayim, that your hands, without washing your hands, the pasul chuma. You know, tilas adayim. Va'atvul yoyim. Atvul yoyim also is metame, is pasul's chuma until he has hair of shemesh. And that the Gemara will ask, that's the raisa, and we'll take it out of Yud Ches Dava. But va'atvul yoyim. Va'oichlim va'kelim shetum mashkim. Sai oichlim and sai kelim, this is count as 9 and 10. Sai oichlim and sai kelim came tummy from mashkin, which is not a minat Torah. Those kelim also make chuma pasul. That is the halacha. That's 9 or 10 out of the Yud Ches Dava. And in Mi'at Hashem, as the Gemara goes further, the Gemara is going to explain every step of this Baraisa, of his Mishnah, and explain what about the tumma of the Yud Ches Dava.